welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. We've got one of those great conversations going on right now. And if you don't want to miss anything that happens, if you're sitting listening to your radio or on your smart speaker, and you're thinking, what happens during those breaks? Do they continue to have conversations? Of course we do, because that's the fun stuff. You can always watch the Civic Media YouTube channel. You can tune in at Maggie Dawn Show on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, all the socials, and check out me and my guests chit-chatting during the breaks. And this one, unsurprisingly, was about baseball. But let's get back to farming. We've got State Senator Brad Pfaff from the great 32nd State Senate District in La Crosse County, Wisconsin.
That's right.
You're from a farming background. I wanted to talk to you about consolidation across basically every subsector of the agricultural industry in the nation. And this, the reason that this is incredibly important for people is not just how it impacts your pocketbook, because as consolidation occurs, which means fewer companies control right. a greater percentage of the entire flow of business within right. a particular sector, it means that they can, without even getting in a room and agreeing about it, effectively push prices up. They can exert right. all kinds of anti-competitive behaviors. They can push out family farms. This is the phenomena of, hey, do you miss your local hardware store on Main Street? Well, that's because Walmart moved in. That's an example of consolidation. While Walmart promises to deliver lower prices, what we see, especially in agricultural industries, grocery, et cetera, at every sort of, again, sub-industry within agriculture, is that this has been pushing overall prices up, especially when measured against inflation. In other words, there's price gouging going on because of consolidation. Senator, you care about this deeply. You've been following this deeply, and it is just getting worse, is it not?
It surely is getting worse, and quite frankly, it's wrong. So if you are going to grill a hamburger tonight or grill a steak, I want to let you know that while that beef may have come from the countryside in this, all over this nation, the thing is there are four meat packers in this country that dominate 80% of the marketplace. They are Tyson Foods, JBS, which is a Brazilian firm, Cargill, and then National Beef, which is also based in Brazil. Four large meat packing companies control 80% of all the beef that's slaughtered in this country. And I also ask you to envision an hourglass in which you have literally hundreds of thousands of independent family farmers, and then envision the bottom of that hourglass in which you have millions of consumers, and then you have four meat packers at the dead center of that hourglass. So everything gets run through there. I think it is so wrong. I mean, you want to talk about breaking down economics and not having real price discovery, as an economist would talk
yes.
about. If you want to talk about monopolistic practices like a lawyer would talk, or if you want to discuss antitrust, I believe that there needs to be a real thorough evaluation of what's happening. But again, this is a domestic marketplace and even an international marketplace, and it really is putting a squeeze on our family farmers, but also I would say on our consumers as well, because I think it restricts our choice. And that is why I push legislation, Maggie, in order to try and broaden this supply chain, make sure that we have more small town meat packing facilities. We call them locker plants out here in the countryside, where you can pull into a local meat packing place and buy your summer sausage or buy your pork chops, and it's all local. And so I'm very proud within the Evers administration, there has been more money that's gone to local meat processing. These are, you know, family-owned operations. They're on Main Street, and it's a win-win for our consumers as well, because we get greater choice and greater variety when it comes to the food products that we can purchase and eat and enjoy. But yes, the consolidation that's taking place in agriculture, it just leads to a ripple effect. And so what happens is that the larger these meat packers get, or the larger the more difficult it gets to be able to sell your product, your animal or your wheat or your grain, what happens is you yourself as a farmer need to get larger as far as purchase more land, and you consolidate. And again, that just leads to fewer and fewer independent entrepreneurs, family farmers on the countryside.
It was fascinating to me when you introduced the right to repair legislation back in February of this year. The then FTC chair, Lena Khan, came out and said, yeah, we've got a problem. John Deere is exerting an unreasonable and anti-competitive amount of control. Of course, Donald Trump has removed Lena Khan from the Federal Trade Commission, has gutted that organization because consolidation feeds mega corporations, feeds the billionaire class, and that's who Donald Trump and the MAGAs are there to serve. They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords. Just a couple of facts for folks very briefly. Most economists will peg the consolidation in a market that creates anti-competitive, in other words, price increasing and locking out smaller businesses like family farms at around 50, sometimes 55%. In almost every subcategory of the agricultural industry, we are well over 60. Cottonseed, beef processing, which you mentioned, corn seed, soybean crushing, nitrogen fertilizer, soybean seed, retail grocery, pork processing, wheat milling, agrochemical, agricultural machinery, and poultry processing. We have seen consolidation levels never before in our nation's history, as we see right now. Thank you so much, State Senator Brad Pfaff of the great 23rd State Senate District. I can't wait to have you come back, talk Brewers, please. Brats, beer.
Let's talk Brewers.
And family farms. You. Yeah, real pleasure,
keep up
sir.
The great work, Maggie. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, sir. When we come back, we've got Sally Flores, a DACA recipient and the organizing director of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition. We dig into Donald Trump's attacks on farms and the folks that work on them and what that means for you next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.